अथ सप्तविंशः सर्गः खरन्तु रामाभिमुखम् प्रयान्तम् वाहिनीपतिः राक्षसस्त्रिशिरा नाम सन्निपत्येदमब्रवीत् माम् नियोजय विक्रान्तम् त्वम् निवर्तस्व साहसात् पश्य रामम् महाबाहुम् संयुगे विनिपातितम् प्रतिजानामि ते सत्यमायुधम् चाहमालभे यथा रामम् वधिष्यामि वधार्हम् सर्वरक्षसाम् अहम् वास्यरणे मृत्युरेष वा समरे मम विनिवर्त्यरणोत्साहम् मुहूर्तम् प्राश्निको भव प्रहृष्टो वाहते रामे जनस्थानम् प्रयास्यसि मयि वा निहते रामम् संयुगाय प्रयास्यसि खरस्त्रिशिरसा तेन मृत्युलोभात् प्रसादितः गच्छ युध्येत्यनुज्ञातो राघवाभिमुखो ययौ त्रिशिरास्तु रथेनैव वाजियुक्तेन भास्वता अभ्यद्रवद्रणे रामम् त्रिशृङ्ग इव पर्वतः शरधारा समूहान् स महामेघ इवोत्सृजन् यथृजत्सदृशम् नादम् जलार्द्रस्येव दुन्दुभेः आगच्छन्तम् त्रिशिरसम् राक्षसम् प्रेक्ष्य राघवः धनुषा प्रतिजग्राह विधन्वंसाय काञ्छितान् स सम्प्रहारस्तु मुलो रामत्रिशिरसोऽस्तदा सम्बभूवाति बलिनो सिंहकुञ्जरयोरिव ततस्त्रिशिरसा बाणैर्ललाटे ताडितस्त्रिभिः अमर्षीकुपितो रामः संरब्ध इदमब्रवीत् अहो विक्रमशूरस्य राक्षसस्येदृशम् बलम् पुष्पैरिव शरैर्योऽहम् ललाटेऽस्मि परीक्षतः ममापि प्रतिगृह्णीष्व शरांश्चापगुणाच्युतान् एवमुक्त्वा सुसंरब्धः शराणाशीविशोपमान् त्रिशिरो वक्षसि क्रुद्धो निजघान चतुर्दश चतुर्भ्यस्तुरगानस्य शरैः सन्नतपर्वभिः न्यपातयत तेजस्वी चतुरस्तस्य वाजिनः अष्टभिः सायकैः सूतम् रथोपस्थे न्यपातयत् रामश्चिच्छेदबाणेन ध्वजम् चास्य समुच्छ्रितम् ततो हतरथात् तस्मादुत्पतन्तम् निशाचरम् चिच्छेदरामस्तम् बाणैर्हृदये सोऽभवज्जडः सायकैश्चाप्रमेयात्मा सामर्षस्तस्य रक्षसः शिरांस्यपातयत्रीणि वेगवद्भिस्त्रिभिः शरैः सधूमशोणितोद्गारी रामबाणाभिपीडितः न्यपतत्पतितैः पूर्वम् समरस्थो निशाचरः हतशेषास्ततो भग्ना राक्षसाः खरसंश्रयाः द्रवन्ति स्म न तिष्ठन्ति व्याघ्रत्रस्ता मृगा इव तान् खरो द्रवतो दृष्ट्वा निवर्त्य रुषितस्त्वरन् राममेवाभिदुद्राव राहुश्चन्द्रमसं यथा इत्यार्षे श्रीमद् रामायणे वाल्मीकीये आदिकाव्ये अरण्यकाण्डे सप्तविंशः सर्गः।
अरण्यकाण्ड कैंटो 27 रामा किल्स त्रिशिरा। Approaching Khara, who was marching to meet Sri Rama, his other general, the ogre Trishira, for his part, spoke as follows. Command me, your valiant general, to take the field and seize you from the daring act. See the mighty armed Rama thrown down in an encounter. I take an unfailing vow before you and swear by my weapon that I shall surely kill Rama, who deserves death at the hands of all the ogres. Either I shall prove to be his death on the battlefield, or he will be my death in battle. Therefore, curbing your martial ardor, stand aloof as a judge a while. You will either return to Janasthana, highly delighted in the event of Rama being killed by me, or in the event of my being slain, you will march against Rama for an engagement with him. When Khara was won over by the said Trishira, due to his being covetous of death at the hands of Sri Rama, and Trishira was granted leave in the words, "Go fight," the latter proceeded towards Sri Rama, a scion of Raghu. Trishira, for his part, who with his three heads looked like a three-peaked mountain, drove in a glittering chariot drawn by horses against Sri Rama on the field of battle. Pouring volleys of arrows like a huge cloud, he uttered a roar like the crash of a drum drenched with water. Perceiving the ogre Trishira coming, Sri Rama, a sign of Raghu, greeted him with his bow, discharging sharp arrows. That clash between Sri Rama and Trishira, who were both possessed of great might, raged fiercely at that time, like the clash between a lion and an elephant. Feeling provoked and excited, when hit by Trishira with three arrows on the forehead, the indignant Sri Rama spoke as follows. "Oh, such is the strength of this ogre, who is brave in launching an offensive, and by whom I have been struck on the forehead with flowers like arrows. Now receive the arrows shot from my bowstring too." Saying so, Sri Rama, who was highly excited and enraged, discharged 14 serpent-like arrows on the chest of Trishira. With four arrows having bent nodes, the glorious Sri Rama struck down the four swift-footed horses of his chariot, while with eight more arrows he knocked down the charioteer on his very seat in the chariot. Sri Rama further broke his tall ensign with an arrow. Then he pierced with arrows the ogre himself in his heart when he was jumping from his shattered chariot, so that he became motionless. Full of indignation, Sri Rama of immeasurable prowess struck off the three heads of that ogre with three swift arrows. Spurting steaming blood when thus mortally hurt by the shafts of Rama, that night stalker fell down where he stood on the field of battle, joining the company of his heads already fallen. Feeling disheartened, the surviving ogres who had taken shelter under the banner of Kara took to their heels and did not tarry any more than a scared deer scared away by a tiger. Enraged to see them running away and rallying them, Kara hurriedly rushed towards Rama alone as the planet Rahu assails the moon. Thus ends Canto 27 in the Aranyakanda of the glorious Ramayana of Valmiki, the work of a rishi and the oldest epic.